Blog Talk Radio.
I've been afraid for a long time. I know I was built to be scared. I know what it means to be there all alone in the dark with your thoughts and your fears and your
There are some who live day to day concerned about not having enough of whatever they feel is necessary for their happiness and security. Their bodies most likely echo those feelings by sending messages of discomfort in the form of anxiety, worry, or stress. This, however, doesn't have to be. Instead, we learn to trust the intelligence of the universe and practice living carefree. We can live fearlessly without worry and focus on lack. We can expect only the best and live our lives from a place of true joy. When the mind nourishes the body with carefree thoughts and feelings, the body returns to its natural state of happiness and calm. And from this place of bliss, you are able to regain the memory of who and what you really are, a spiritual being, inextricably interconnected with the creative power of the universe. Reconnecting with your true nature, you cross the invisible boundary between the ego and true self. You begin to feel more lighthearted, finding humor in everyday circumstances and laughing more, even at yourself, because you no longer take yourself so seriously. You handle the unexpected with calm and ease, and your life becomes free from melodrama. What if you learned to detach from worry about the future and instead trusted that there is always enough of anything you need or desire? How would you change? Would you feel happier and more carefree? Notice that all these qualities are available to you right in this moment if you choose them. And in this relaxed and blissful state, there is nothing you lack. All your needs are met, with no exception. Practice living each moment as it comes with a light and open heart. And pay attention to how those carefree moments carry with them greater abundance and boundless joy. To help you do this, take some time to reflect on good times. Look at old photos, play a favorite song, pet your cat, take a leisurely walk, or spend time with someone who warms your heart. Experience the joy of all that you love, including yourself. As a spiritual being, you fear nothing because you know there is nothing to fear, and all that truly exists in the world is love. As we begin our meditation, take a moment to place your attention in your heart and focus on today's centering thought. I move through my days light-hearted and carefree, knowing all is well. I move through my days lighthearted and carefree, knowing all is well. Now let's begin. Please find a comfortable position, placing your hands lightly in your lap and closing your eyes. In this moment, go within to that place of inner quiet where we experience our connection to the higher self. Let go of all thoughts and begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more relaxed, more comfortable, more at peace. Gently introduce today's Sanskrit mantra, repeating it mentally and allowing it to flow with effortless ease. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to mentally repeating the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell to indicate it's time to release the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. it's time to release the mantra. Please bring your awareness back into your body. Take a moment to rest, inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply. When you feel ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, carry the sense of lightheartedness with you, reminding yourself of our centering thought for today. I move through my days lighthearted and carefree, knowing all is well. I move through my days lighthearted and carefree, knowing all is well. I move through my days lighthearted and carefree, knowing all is well. Namaste.
I'll be the new to your home. Even in a war zone, I'll be your home. Even if the sky begins to fall, and even if they try to build that wall, and even if the bombs go off and the world is set on fire, oh, I got your back.
Top of the morning, Biggie. Good morning, good morning. Someone give me a mic check. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Okay, great, great, great. Top of the morning to you folks. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. As we say, when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source within you. And we're going to say a happy, happy, happy 11-7-2-19 this morning, which is Thursday. We're excited about this last quarter. We're excited about things that's going to be happening to us. We had Deepak Chopra starting us living a carefree life, giving us a great meditation this morning. And that was incredible, backed up by the OJs. I got your back, folks, no matter what. So that's a great feeling. But as we say, when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. So we also talk about what it needs to, if need be, to make some changes in your life. You got to develop that mental self-discipline. And you can learn how to turn things, as our old theme song here, as Jack Johnson says, you can learn to turn things upside down. Depends on where you are right now. If you want to do that. Top of the morning. Good morning to you this morning. Yeah, yeah. We're celebrating our 11th year here this morning as we go into our 12th year, coming to you each and every morning. And looking for my co-host songs here. Yeah.
Who's to say yes? What's in my soul?
We got that one going. And I heard her out there this morning, Blaine, baby, Delray Beach. I got you up. Good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you.
Greg, 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 you're loving your life.
I love my life.
Come on now.
I love my life.
No, no, we don't know where tomorrow might bring, but the future, the hours away.
Yeah.
Today I live my life today. So long me make a start, what I want to stop, me got enough to say. I live my life today.
Yes, folks, this is your day. This is your day that the Lord has given you. Rejoice and rejoice and be blessed as you live in it. Tomorrow is not promised to you, but God knows that this moment you have today, and you need to be loving it, no matter what the circumstances. As Deepak said, learn how to live a carefree life. In order to do that, coming out of Dallas, mic check. There she go, want to be sure. Couldn't see the dashboard, but she said you got to have control. They're one and only our dream life coach, Rhonda Wim, and she loves Janet Jackson when Janet talks about control. Yes. When she was 17. She did what her father said, and like, what happened after that?
She did what her father said and let her mother mold her, I think is what she said.
Yeah, let her mother mold her. But she broke out, folks. She says she's got control now. That's what you got to have. Control of your emotions and your mindset and your expectations. You have the power. And O.J. said it. Particularly, I like this. Is a new one by the OJ. I got your back. You know, how does it feel, folks, to someone to have your back? Well, we got your back here on the Billionaire Mastermind. But we're going to tell you that it's okay. You're going to be all right. You can do that. One more shot. What OJ says here. This is the beginning. Come on, OJ. I got your back.
I know I was built to be scared. I know what it means to be there all alone in the dark with your thoughts and your fears and your prayers. But now for sure it's the wrong time to be on your own. I'll be the warmth to your cold. I'll be the news to your own. Even in a war zone, I'll be your home.
Yes, yes. Folks, without question, God, the divine creator, has your back, and no matter what they're trying to do. And you feel all alone. You don't have to, folks. Just get ready. Get busy. Do something. If you're comfortable, get uncomfortable. Say, what you going to do? You know, to make this day a special day, what you going to do to make this life a special life? We know you got through life so far, and you're at a comfort zone. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's try to do something different here today and see if we can just push a little harder, do stress a little more. You know, take a little more risk do something crazy. What about doing something crazy today? What's the crazy thing? Being a baby, you could think of that you could do today. What's the craziest thing you think of?
The craziest thing I could do today would be today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Well, yeah. I would say crazy.
The craziest thing you could do today would be to outside of your normal zone of activities.
Instead of having my regular schedule, which I usually have a schedule for every day, is I would do just the opposite. Instead of being alone in the library, maybe I would go to a nursing home and play games and talk with some of the seniors who do not have visitors come to be with them, and also maybe which I often will do is I'll have lunch, and if I have some left over, which I often do when I walk down the street, if I see a homeless person, I give them the bag of lunch. Part of the lunch
mm-hmm.
that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Those things
doesn't sound crazy. It sounds like a different pattern, but that's some beautiful thoughts where you are going to just.
It's like crazy good. You know how.
Crazy good. Yeah, now we're talking, right? Crazy good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she's going. Crazy good stuff, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that will benefit somebody else and, make me feel more one with others, as opposed to seeing myself different or in a better light than someone else. I try to even it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
give and share and to connect to where they are. I see someone walking with a walker or cane, you know, use that, said, oh, poor thing. But what I do is sometimes bless them and thank God that they can get out and be alive and they can walk. Some people can't even walk. Some people, you know,
mm-hmm.
are totally. So I do a lot of blessing, crazy good blessing of people, and let them send out vibrations. You're doing the best you can. God bless you. You're
mm-hmm.
a child of God. So
okay.
These are the kind of thoughts that I have that are crazy good.
Crazy good, folks, and thank you, Vina Baby. She's out there in Delray Beach, Florida, and we just asked her what some of the craziest things that she could do today. And you think about that, folks. You know, as Deepak was talking about living a carefree life, could you, you know, not be so stressed out on what's going to happen, how it's going to happen? Just live a carefree life. That might be something different for you as well. And as the OJs says, you know, the divine source, the creator, he's got your back. You know, it's not an issue. So what it is that you want to pull out of that imagination, you know, and that's what we talk about here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. But to begin all of this process of action and activity, it all starts with a thought. And depending on your awareness, depending on your observation, I should say, education, information that you have, your surrounding, it will determine the quality of your thoughts, which will obviously determine the quality of your expectation, the quality of your behavior. And I know, you know, these 24 hours that God gives us every day, it slips right through. I mean, one boom, boom, it's gone. And we say things that, you know, we should have done and we want to do and we haven't done. And, you know, we might be nervous in terms of doing it. But just think, as a meditation said, living a carefree life. Get out there and say, let's make it happen. So here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, you know, our theme and our overall philosophy is prosperity. You know, having abundance of resources in your life. we talk about mastering time management. We're talking about mastering money. We're talking about residual income. We're talking about starting different projects, business projects, different projects that you might have and that can help you and aid you in this process. You might be a little nervous, you know, because of the projects that you have and what you think you need that you don't have. But that's our philosophy, which says whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. So this is your day. Live it carefree, as Deepak said. This is your day. And as the OJ said in his song, I got your back. It's not I myself, but the Creator, all divine Creator, has your back. It's your thoughts. So it's your thoughts. And as we say, you can download all the good that you desire. What is that you want to manifest? And that's the major thing. We're going to yield over to you now, Dream Life Coach, is Rhonda Williams. Billionaire Joe, did you make it back? Or are you still on traveling? Wasn't quite sure. Okay. Billionaire Joe, I love his life, boy. I love his life. He's in Jamaica doing his thing. So that's what it's all about, folks. You know, what is it that, you know, how you want to live it? You know, we're getting ready to go down to Miami to spend a week and going to go on a yacht cruise. Going to be a big rally, millionaires rally down there as well. And so that's some exciting things. But more importantly, where is it that you want to go? Where is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to have? You know, myself personally, you know, I like to have a better quality of life in terms of my health. You know, I want to be more conscious of what I'm doing and not doing in that area. So I need to be paying attention, you know, so you can have the abundance of wealth and material things, but your wealth could be deteriorating. But, you know, that's a great quality. But let me tell you something. I said I was going to turn it over to you, Rhonda, but let me 1 second. Folks, let me tell you something. It costs money to be healthy. Tell you that right now, if you want to be healthy, it's going to cost you some money up in here. Eating the proper foods, organic foods, and getting the vitamins and the minerals and the supplements, it's expensive. So based on that, you know, if you're living on a fixed income, folks, you need to unfix that fixed income and make it a residual income. Dream Life Coach, what's on your mind this morning? We're talking about carefree living, as Deepak talked about, and the song itself I played was OJ's and I Got Your Back.
Well, it's interesting because I think carefree living begins with having the idea, the vision of the clarity of what you want your life to be, right? So, you know, they say if you're doing something that you love, then it's really not like work at all. So what is it that you want your life to be? Have you really clarified that vision? Do you have it down to the T where there are no questions? It includes where you want to live, how you want to live, how you want to spend your day, how much you really want to work, you know, how you want to be able to enjoy your time with family, friends, vacationing. So I call it dream life designing. And dream life designing is a process. It's a process that that I walk clients through where, you know, we actually go through the steps to figure out what is it you want in each of these areas. And once you design that dream life, then you can start moving towards it. Like you said, being carefree and really having control over what that life looks like and not feeling like you have to do something and have to do it at this time, but really doing it because this is what you love, and you've made a conscious choice to be committed to this. And so if you're going to live that carefree life, I think it starts with vision and clarity and then a commitment to that. You know, I often talk about interest versus commitment. People say, oh, I want this. I want to live a carefree life. Well, what they're saying is they're interested in the carefree life, but they're not committed to a carefree life. Because interest versus commitment is a very different thing. Commitment, you really can see that show up in your life. So for me, that's what it what it really boils down to when you're talking about living a carefree life. It's about not worrying so much. Here's another one, and this just came to my attention yesterday. I had this wonderful conversation with a gentleman who's starting the National Black Credit Union. And there's an opportunity for the community, for, you know, for us to get involved on the ground level for a very, very reasonable cost. And I started thinking about this, and I started thinking, who out there is going to be interested and who's going to be committed? Who's going to be afraid that, oh, no, this might not work? Who's going to be a risk taker that's going for it? Who's really going to get involved in this project nationally to launch these black credit unions all over the country so that we are generating wealth in the black community? So to me, a part of being carefree is having a relatively high risk tolerance where I'm not concerned. If it sounds good, sounds interesting, I'll get involved and do my part and then have faith that things will turn out exactly the way that they're supposed to. But so many times we are fearful, we're afraid, we're sitting on the sidelines, we're going, well, I don't know, could this really, and by the time we make up our minds, the train has left the station. You have got to get on the train before it leaves the station. That is the greatest opportunity to create wealth, potentially life-changing generational wealth. So those are my thoughts this morning. I want to share that information with you, Ali, because they're having a meeting in Manhattan coming up at the, I think it's the 30th of November. And so anybody out there in the New York area, also have the information for Chicago, the meeting that they're having in Chicago. So living a carefree life, being clear, designing, dreaming what you want, and then being committed to taking the actions that it takes to get there. Back to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're talking about living a carefree life. And one of the ways, and that's great, great. Yes, I would like to get that information too, Rhonda, in terms of that national credit union concept. But one of the ways that I feel and that we talk about it in different meditations and all of the gurus, in a sense, and I talk about it in my book, but visualization, see what you want, and then pretty much get what you see. Now, this sounds crazy, but you can literally sit down and visualize in your mind's eye and create mentally and energy-wise by adding a visualization practice to your daily routine. You will naturally become more motivated. Now, folks, this motivation is hard sometimes. God knows. You know, you push, and you keep getting rejected. This didn't work out. You're short on this, and you don't have that. But you got a dream. You got a goal. And you got to keep flying forward. You imagine the candidates that's running for president now. They spent about 2 years trying to get this office. 2 years at most. But every single day they got to go out there on the campaign, where they're feeling good and not feeling good, and because they're running for office, folks. And you got to feel as though, to visualize that you're running for an office and it's a daily routine. So visualization you become more motivated when you have just keep this in front and reach your goals. So you will start to notice you are unexpectedly doing things that moves you closer to your idea of life if you just keep moving forward. Suddenly you find yourself volunteer to take on more of responsibilities on the projects, things that you're doing. It's this vision. Then we always talk about this vision board. Oh, my gosh, you know, we haven't been on that so much lately. But to put together, you know, like, I am shooting for Diamond in March of next year for the company I'm with. I need to do 200,000, probably gonna get it before then, be 200,000 in volume. And so we have in the company now, we have about 18 or 19 or 21 of them that's hit this level. So I got their pictures, you know, on a board. And I said to myself, if they can do this, I can do it. We even have a 19-year-old that's able to hit this level. So that's like a vision board. You know, what is that? Then you got to have on that vision board certain sections. Then you want to put an image of yourself in terms of your weight, in terms of your lifestyle, where you live and what you want to do. You know, it's having this vision board, staying motivated. You know, this is what you can do to begin to live a carefree life. Just start visualizing this. So visualization, and then look at yourself. Do a plan, do a review. Yes, we talk about this as the last quarter, but the question is, where will you be 5 years from now? That's the question. You know, set out a five-year plan and then set towards a daily goal. But let me tell you one thing for sure. Whatever you're trying to do, you cannot do it by yourself. You've got to put together a team. You cannot do it by yourself. So that's one thing you need to start looking at. What are you doing to build a team and helping people where they can, you can help each other to reach your goals? Now, who are you working with? What are you doing? These are some things, as you might call, as we talk our topic, they live in a carefree life. You know, it's the next step is a mindset that's important. The mindset is you gotta act as if you're already there. Speak as if you're already there. Dress, think, put yourself in the environment as if you're already there. Go out if you're looking for a better living environment, a better home, a better car. Just go in that environment and walk through that neighborhood, ride through that neighborhood. We have a dream weekend coming up in December, and our CEO, he likes these dream trips. We went to Vegas. He took the leaders. They were on a racetrack driving Ferraris and Maseratis, you know, just dreaming what it would feel like to drive that car. They went and rented the cars and drove around the racetrack dreaming. You know, just look, visualize, dreaming. So, though Jay say we got your back, I got your back. But more important, the divine source that flows through you has your back, folks. All you got to do is download it and understanding the principle. So that's our message this morning, living a carefree life, understanding the power. And then one final piece I would go with you is acting as if, kind of like, acting as if is you start planning with or without the resources you need. Move towards your goal. You know, put down a date, like, you know, acting as if, like, if you want to take a vacation, if you want to go to a meeting, if you want to have something, act as if that you are already there, that is working for you. Act as if. Think as if. Act as if. So that's kind of my thoughts for this morning. And let me see. I guess one final piece, you know, just believing what is possible. So go to work today, set forth your goals and your dream, and make that happen, whatever the goals and desires are. I'm going to hit a little more OJs, and we're coming back. I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to get up out of here. But I like this one from the OJs. I got your back. Take another listen to it. Yeah, come on. Listen to the lyrics.
I've been afraid for a long time. I know I was built to be scared. I know what it means to be there all alone in the dark with your thoughts and your fears and your
your cold. I'll be the nuke in your old. Even in a war zone, I'll be your home.
Yes.
Even if the sky begins to fall, and even if they try to build that wall, and even if the bombs go off and the world is set on fire,
come on,
I got your back.
Come on.
I will be near. My love will last. I'll be right here. I got you.
I got you. Old Jay's are talking about I got your back, folks. That's what we're talking about. Get that feeling. Get up this morning and get ready to take on and charge the world and get started. So with that, unless a billionaire baby or Rhonda have something else to say, we open up the lines.
I think it's such an important conversation because all participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Go ahead,
Rhonda. The goal is a deeper process than most of us realize. Most of us think, oh, I'll just set a goal. But then they say in terms of the stats out there, the science actually says only 8% of people really hit their big goal. Think about that. 8% of people hit their big goal. Why is that? We really have to think about if we're setting goals, if we've got dreams, if we've got big ideas, how do we become